This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she's ready to become the leader of the country. She said in part, quote, "I am ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader in this period with the goal of calming the situation and entering into a normal period," end quote. This as the pressure for President Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. The protests have been a constant after the August 9th presidential election that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. EU leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years. A European source said Michel decided to call the summit in view of the spike in tensions over the weekend. Ahead of Wednesday's call, Poland's deputy foreign minister said Monday European Union funds should be used to support Belarus. The Trump administration announced Monday it will further tighten restrictions on Huawei Technologies company aimed at cracking down on its access to commercially available chips. The U.S. Commerce Department actions will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. This is VOA.